You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was a founding member of Bella Fleck and the Flecktones and one well-versed in the language of jazz. Howard Levy with the song Aha off the 2009 album Tonight and Tomorrow. The composer and producer is both well-versed in the harmonica and piano. He's a native of Brooklyn and was huge in getting the harmonica the rightful due it has earned in both jazz and the entire music world. He has appeared on over 250 albums and has several movie soundtracks under his belt. Along with his solo work, he rejoined the Flecktones in 2009 as a touring member of the band and was on the band's 2011 album, Rocket Science, which he won his second Grammy for Best Instrumental Composition in 2012 for Life in 11 with the Flecktones. His first win was in 1997 for Best Pop Instrumental Performance for the live recording of their 91 song, The Sinister Minister. These days, you can likely hear him on Garrison Keillor's NPR program, Prairie Home Companion, where he stops by quite a bit to jam, and I'm sure you've heard him in the backdrop. Welcome to another hour of the best jazz we can find on the planet here on Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town known for steaks, but heralded for a jazz-rich history, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Each and every show features the best jazz we can get our hands on, with cats like Chet Baker, Lee Konitz, Tommy Dorsey, and much more. Onward with the music, we go. Here's the great tenor saxophone player, Warren Marsh, with the 1956 song, Dixie's Dilemma, off the cool Jazz of Two Cities album featuring his quintet. Thank you.
Stanton Kessler, Kansas City trumpet player, welcoming you to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was trumpet player, composer, and bandleader born in Tel Aviv, Israel, Avashai Cohen, with the song Gigan off the 2003 album The Trumpet Player, aptly named. His style relies quite a bit on the bebop and post-bop traditions. Interesting, but he has managed to interlace elements of avant-garde and fusion into his sound. As far as I'm concerned, he's the evolution of the jazz sound today in the craft. Over the years, he has played with many noted cats in the States and internationally. Too many to name on this one-hour show. So we will continue, and he will continue to be a force in the music world. Get ready for a breath of fresh air on this next tune on Neon Jazz. Here's the 1953 song Sextet from the teaming up of the great alto saxophonist Lee Konitz and the Jerry Mulligan Quartet on a great album called Konitz Meets Mulligan.
Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien Show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was jazz guitarist Bruce Forman, along with his quartet, with the song Once Again off the 1988 album Pardon Me. Born in Massachusetts, he moved to San Francisco in the early 70s to lead his own groups in the area for several years, along with performing regularly at the Monterey Jazz Festival. Our next jazz cat is a legend. Here's Chet Baker with the 1956 song Coming On off another quality album here on Neon Jazz. Coming On with the Chet Baker Quintet.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was pianist Phineas Newborn Jr. with the tune Olio off the 1961 album A World of Piano. Before Phineas went on to work with the likes of Lionel Hampton and Charlie Mingus, he played in an R&B house band in West Memphis, Arkansas, led by his father on drums from 1947 to 51 at the now famous Plantation Inn Club. He also spent some quality time with the infamous and famous Sun Records in Memphis, recording with cats like B.B. King and blues harmonica player Big Walter Horton. From there, he went on to become one of the most important jazz pianists of all time, and I mean it. Here's yet another legendary team-up in the jazz lexicon. This is the 1966 song No Refill with the Pepper Adams Quintet and Thad Jones off the album Mean What You Say and You Can Never Refill.
You're listening to and enjoying Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was talented trombonist Tom Brantley with a live 2009 cut called In a Mellow Tone. The Louisiana native has earned dual degrees in trombone and is a regular member of the Chamber Ensemble Rhythm and Brass. He appears on many of the ensemble's recordings, including the 1998 Ellington Explorations that was named the New York Times Album of the Week upon its release. His first solo CD, Boneyard, which we just heard a cut off of, has received some solid reviews. He is currently a professor of music at the University of South Florida in sunny Tampa and actively plays live with some cats. Another teacher and performer keeping the jazz universe strong. Onward on this themeless show, we have hit a trend here. This is another quality combination of cats for a great tune. Here's the Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis Quintet, the 1960s song Tickletoe. Oh yeah, off of their Tough Tenors album. Thank you. Again, that was Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis with the quintet on Tickle Toe off a Tough Tenors 1960 album. And do I hear the music? Yes, I do. That is our cue, and the cue is big band leader and musician Tommy Dorsey with the song Love for Sale off a Plays Cole Porter album. Speaking of Love for Sale, we sold you some on this hour of Neon Jazz, and we hope you dug it. Thanks again for tuning in to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man selling hearts on the corner of the street, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Talk to us about our show. Send us some suggestions. Let us know that you're out there in radio land. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends. That was trumpet player, composer, and band leader, born in Tel Aviv, Australia.
What the hell is the matter with me?
Spell check.
Okay.
Neon Jazz.